Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
There is nothing I shall want. I saw a vast crowd of countless numbers from every nation standing before the throne.
The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I saw a vast crowd of countless numbers from every nation standing before the throne.
God tried them and found them worthy of himself. They shall receive a crown of glory from the Lord.
God tried them and found them worthy of himself. They shall receive a crown of glory from the Lord.
I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. Oh, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God tried them and found them worthy of himself. They shall receive a crown of glory from the Lord.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. And from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you made us a kingdom for our God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you made us a kingdom for our God.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you made us a kingdom for our God.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians. You are a temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us purify ourselves from every defilement of flesh and spirit, and in the fear of God strive to fulfill our consecration perfectly. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
God has chosen you as his own.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ, clothed in white robes. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things.
And the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel,
for he has remembered his promise of mercy,
the promise he made to our fathers,
to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ, clothed in white robes. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
Let us pray. God is the reward of all the saints. Let us joyfully call upon him.
Lord, save your people.
O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you built your church on the foundation of the apostles.
Keep their teaching secure among your faithful people.
Lord, save your people.
You made the martyrs powerful witnesses, even to the point of giving up their lives.
Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your Son.
Lord, save your people.
You gave holy virgins the gift of imitating the virginity of Christ.
May those consecrated to virginity be steadfast witnesses to the coming of your kingdom.
Lord, save your people.
Your saints now see you face to face.
Keep alive in our hearts the hope of coming at last into your presence.
Lord, save your people.
Bring all who have died into the company of heaven with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints.
And give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your kingdom.
Lord, save your people.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors and abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.